Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, Standard Bank results, you've been speaking about them for the past 2 days, finally out, and they're looking to expand to Egypt.
Yeah, so as we know, Standard Bank is quite a juggernaut across the continent. It typically operates under the name of Stanbic Bank in other markets, but essentially they have been performing incredibly well, saw an increase in all their major metrics regarding return on equity, even if we take a look at their headline earnings per share, also maintaining single-digit growth there. Speaking to the CEO yesterday, Sim Shabalala, he made it very clear that they still do see some challenges in operating across the continent, specifically when it comes to Nigeria, Ghana, and Angola. Currency depreciations, they have impacted their bottom line, but overall still seeing a steady performance. Egypt is a market that is growing and has become overly competitive over the last few years, so definitely looking to penetrate that particular region too. From a South African point of view, he highlighted that weaker economic growth and that we shouldn't expect interest rates to continue being cut too aggressively. Maybe we'll see one more 25 basis point cut, but for the remainder of the year, it will be difficult to tell just exactly how interest rates will be positioned, and that will likely impact our pockets and our ability to pay off our credit efficiently as South African consumers.
So I've got a friend, right? His name is Alex Cage, who used to work with him at Prime Media. When he left Prime Media, he decided to go become a pilot. So he started, obviously, fixed wing, yada, 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 small aircraft. He now flies Boeings, right, for Singapore Airlines. And he's doing really, really well. The point I'm trying to make here is that the demand for pilots globally is still high. However, in South Africa, because the airlines have kind of been decimated, it's very difficult for pilots in SA to earn the money they used to earn. And so maybe unions need to look into that.
I'm glad you mentioned the international comparison, Cesar, because this has not only been a growing trend just in terms of the need for pilots, especially in markets where they've got stronger airlines. Think Qatar, even the likes of Singapore Airlines. That's actually been a market which has driven a lot of growth for pilots as well as participants within the airline and aviation industry. In South Africa, though, it has been dwindling, and largely post the pandemic, where we saw a lot of pressure points in terms of restrictions of travel, but also SAA also at the time going through business rescue. And what we find now is that the likes of Solidarity and a few other unions are actually trying to negotiate with the pilots of FlySafe, specifically because these pilots not only have raised concerns about inadequate pay, but have highlighted poor working conditions where they do find it incredibly difficult just to find efficient balance between hours of productivity versus time off that they can attain. Again, there's limitations as to how much time they can take off because there's just that few pilots in the area and in the market. So we don't have a date yet as to when these negotiations will commence. No clarity as to how much they're asking for, but one thing has been made very clear is that they are asking for competitive rates on an international level that these local airlines can also be able to pay. So it might take some time, but it's definitely one we'll follow up on.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Yesterday, the US equities had a bloodbath, largely because of the usual three T's: Trump, tariffs, and trade wars. Donald Trump had announced that he's looking to impose tariffs on France, products from France, largely alcohol brands, as much as 200% on the likes of champagne and other brands that fall under the Pernod Ricard stable. Now, this did raise a lot of alarm bells and concerns because we even saw economies like Germany raising concerns about how their economy could further slip into a recession should Trump impose tariffs there. So largely, the international markets were in negative territory. However, the JSE All Share Index managed to stand fair on its own. We were up by about 0.25%. So today we'll open up at 87,067 points. Currency-wise, still no major shifts. 18.31 to the US dollar, 23.69 to the British pound, and 18.95 to the euro. Briefly on the gold price, you might recall our conversation on commodities yesterday. And the gold price is currently trading at $2,984 per fine ounce. It's 2% firmer. And I think before we get to next week, we just might see it breach that 3,000 level.
Definitely going to do that. And it's definitely going to be, what, 95,000 a kg at some point. Maybe even 100.
Yeah, big numbers there. Okay. Definitely one to watch.
Well, thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gune Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.